It was the afternoon of my 81st birthday, and I was in bed with my catamite when Ali announced that the Archbishop had come to see me. "Very good, Ali," I quavered in Spanish through the closed door of the master bedroom. "Take him into the bar. Give him a drink." "Hay dos su capellán también." "Very good, Ali. Give his chaplain a drink also." I retired 12 years ago from the profession of novelist. Nevertheless, you will be constrained to consider, if you know my work at all, and take the trouble now to reread that first sentence, that I have lost none of my old cunning in the contrivance of what is known as an arresting opening. But there is really nothing of contrivance about it. Actuality sometimes plays into the hands of art. That I was 81, I could hardly doubt. Congratulatory cables had been rubbing it in all through the forenoon. Geoffrey, who was already pulling on his overtight summer slacks, was, I suppose, my Ganymede or male lover, as well as my secretary. The Spanish word arzobispo certainly means archbishop. The time was something after 4 o'clock on a Maltese June day, the 23rd, to be exact, and to spare the truly interested the trouble of consulting who's who. Geoffrey sweated too much and was running to fat. Why does one say running? Geoffrey never ran. The living, I supposed, was too easy for a boy of 35. Well, the time for our separation could not, in the nature of things, be much longer delayed. Geoffrey would not be pleased when he attended the reading of my will. The old bitch, my dear, and all I did for him, I would do for him too, though posthumously.